Early Edition continues here on Sports Radio 610. I'm Charlie with Tom and you. The questions you send us to homeshowradio.com under the Ask Tom tab. And we have one here from Chuck in West Houston about generators. So we're reaching out to our generator home show pro, and that's Yvonne at Generator Power Systems. Good morning, Yvonne. We need your help here with Chuck.
Well, good morning, and we're ready to help Chuck.
He's heard Tom talk about his generator, and after living without power for a week, well, he doesn't want to do it again. He says, what did it take for Tom to get his generator behind his house, and what kind of brand is recommended, and what's it take to get the right size generator?
It's a pretty easy process. What we do with our prospects that call up here is we set up a site evaluation, and we send an experienced power consultant out there to evaluate what their needs are, evaluate where the generator can be set. You know, most customers need to think about power outages not just 1-2 hours, but one like Chuck had for over a week. Mm-hmm. And it all pretty much boils down to the lifestyle that you want to have during a power outage.
So when you're saying lifestyle, that's a kind of a euphemism for saying what can you live with or without in power-wise, right? Because I don't have to power the whole house?
That's correct. Most people look at, you know, their air conditioning, they want that. They want their appliances in their kitchen. And, of course, they want their lights and their outlets and everything plugged into there that works. So you have smaller air-cooled options where you can use one of those. It's just not going to operate the whole house all at one time. Or you go to the other end of the scale to a liquid-cooled model where you can have power just as if utility power was present.
So what if I already have a generator? There are cases of people who had generators that didn't start, and so they're obviously not getting the love they need. I mean, is that something you can help with too?
Sure. We have maintenance programs available, and one of the things that we did before Harvey got here is that we contacted all of our customers via email to make sure that their generators were ready to perform. And we even had customers call up that weren't quite for sure how to do that, and we were more than happy to walk them through the phone. But that maintenance on those generators is extremely important. It's extremely important to have fresh batteries. That's one of the biggest causes we see of generators not starting during an outage.
And then there are the generators that unfortunately went underwater. What can you do about replacing those, Yvonne?
We've worked out a Harvey response replacement program where if you have a flooded generator that's beyond repair, and most of them are, what we've done with Kohler is put together this program to where we'll come out, dispose of that flooded generator, replace it with a brand new Kohler unit, and give you a free Kohler automatic transfer switch.
Sounds like you got everything covered, Yvonne.
That's what we try and do here. We love our family of customers, and we always want to make sure that they're all taken care of.
You can learn more about them at homeshowradio.com. Look for the generator power systems tile right there on the homepage. Click it, and you will be charged up with info. Yvonne, thanks a lot for helping us out this morning.
No problem. Thank you.